Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your helps and blessings in our lives. Thank you for your interventions we have gotten when we so much needed them. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for the power you have given to us to live a victorious life. Thank you for the grace to live a holy life. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives on a daily basis. We thank you for shining your light upon our souls, upon our hearts and minds, such that we are able to know what is the truth and what is not the truth. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the exposition of your word that you have made us to see and know by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for exposing to us deep things about your will and nature and kingdom. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you have been using these Bible study classes and teachings to open our eyes and to edify us. I ask, O Lord, that even this night, this evening, open our eyes much more, far beyond what I will be saying during the course of the teaching. I want you, Lord, to minister to every heart. Teach everyone your mind, your truths, and your ways. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to continue from where we stopped during the last class. You know that we have been teaching on building a strong discerning spirit. And we are now in part 4, which says discerning the realms of witchcraft and demons, discerning the realms of witchcraft and demons. And under this part 4, we have talked on so many points. So today we'll be moving to the next point, which is the possibilities in witchcraft. The possibilities in witchcraft. Yeah. By possibilities, I mean what witchcraft can do, as in real things, practical things witchcraft can do, or witchcraft forces can do, witchcraft powers can do. or witchcraft realm. Yeah, that's what I mean by the possibilities in witchcraft. Witchcraft can really do things. I mean, real things. Yeah, just as science and technology can do certain things, and even the mobile phone in my hand right now is a product of what science and technology can do. Yeah, it's a product of what technology can do. Yeah. Or what computer can do. In the same vein, witchcraft or the realm of witchcraft can do real things. I mean, they can do things that are very real. Yeah, witchcraft can do things that are very real. I know some people they have deceived themselves by saying Satan does not exist, or Satan is powerless. Devil has no power. There's nothing like witchcraft. There's nothing like witches and wizards. There's nothing like demons. All those things, they are just religious jargons or religious way of scamming people. Yeah, they say there's nothing like marine spirits. There's nothing like serpents and scorpions, demonic serpents and scorpions. Yeah, there's nothing like demonic creatures. So those people are deceiving themselves. Yeah, because witchcraft is real. Witchcraft powers are real. Yeah. And of course, many of you agree that they are real. If you don't, you won't be in this ministry, because this ministry is a prayer ministry. And we deal with many of these things in our prayer sessions. Yeah, but if, let's say, you are still part of this ministry and you're among those people that think witchcraft cannot do real things, then maybe you should come out of your deception, because you're actually deceiving yourself. Because witchcraft can do very real things. Very real things. Things you can hold in your hands. Just like I'm holding my phone right now, and this phone is a product of technology. So witchcraft can do real things. Now, we're going to be talking about things that happens through witchcraft, what witchcraft does. Yeah, remember I said the topic is the possibilities in witchcraft. That's the topic we are looking at tonight. The possibilities in witchcraft. Yeah, I'm going to start with evil creations. Yeah. That's number one. Evil creations. That is the ability to create evil. Yeah, that's number one possibility in witchcraft. They can create evil. Yeah, they can create evil. Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13, 13. Okay, or maybe I should read from verse 24. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 24. Another parable puts it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. Verse 25. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Yeah. That is witchcraft. While men slept, his enemy came. While men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. So witchcraft, they have the ability to create evil, to plant evil. To create evil. That is, they have the ability to enter into the midst of what is good and what has been good, and within the twinkle of an eye, create evil that will swallow up all that which is good. So imagine that evil suddenly rise from the midst of something that is good. And begin to destroy that thing which is good. Yeah, so that is what witchcraft does. They have the ability to create evil. And you must beware of this possibility of witchcraft. As a Christian, you must beware of this oppression of witchcraft. There are so many things happening in our lives, or maybe I should say in the lives of Christians, that are not the Lord's doing. Yeah, some Christians have accepted the those things as normal things. Yeah, because they lack discernment. Those negative things were happening in their lives or are happening in their lives, and they just felt like that is the situation of things in this area. That is how people suffer. In this area, or they just feel like that is how it happened to my grandfather. The same thing happened to my grandmother. In fact, the same thing happened to my parents. As how it should be, yeah. And then they will say, let God's will be done. Let God's will be done. Witchcraft is oppressing their lives, and they are saying, let God's will be done. What kind of God's will is that one? Yeah. Witchcraft is prevailing in their lives, and they are okay with it. So they are like, that's what people do now. Yeah, it's happening everywhere, so I guess it's my own turn to experience the same. That woman in the next street, this evil thing happened to her. And then that man opposite my building is also suffering the same problem. So I guess it's my own turn to suffer the same. So that's how things goes on in this area. People just experience these things. These things just happen to them. So There's no big deal. And then they just feel comfortable under witchcraft oppression. Yeah. I mean oppression. being oppressed. They are being oppressed and they are comfortable being oppressed by witchcraft forces. That is the story of some Christians today. In fact, they even accept the activities of witchcraft in their lives. They accept it as God's will. So they feel like they feel like that is what God wants. If it can happen to them, then that means that is what God wants. That is not what God wants. So some will say, if God does not want it to happen, then it couldn't have happened. I don't know if I get my point. Don't say if God doesn't want it to happen, then it wouldn't happen. So the fact that it happened, it means that is what God wants. That is a lie. There are so many things that is happening today that is not what God wants. And Christians must stand against them. We must stop them. Yeah. We must chase them out of our lives. Yeah. Because they are not the Lord's doing. I remember during one of our prayer sessions, I was saying that so many things that we think are real today are not real. So many things that looks real to our eyes are not real, even though we can see them and even touch them. Yeah. I said they are not real. And I told them that they are not real because they are not the Lord's doing. It is not the Lord that created them. It is not the Lord that made them happen. It is not the Lord that made them appear. So they are evil creations. They are evil creations. So as far as I am concerned, as a prayer warrior, those things are not real. Even though I can see them, in as much as it is not the Lord's doing, that is, God don't want them to appear, to be, then as far as I'm concerned, they are not real. So which means I can uproot them. It means I can hang them. So anything that have ability to come to an end is not real. Yeah. Anything that can end is not real. And those are the witchcraft creations. Yeah. Only what God creates would remain forever. Yeah. Even this earth, it will be destroyed, but a new earth will be created. A new earth will come alive. Yeah. Except those things that God want them to go into extinction. Usually, God's creation, they are meant to abide forever. Even human beings, we are meant to live forever. If not for the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. That is why we can't live forever again. Yes, God's creation is forever. But demon creations, they are not forever. So that means they are not real. Because tomorrow, they can just disappear if there are people to pray. I don't know if I get my point. What the enemy is doing in your environment, is doing in your family, in your life, if you can pray so much, they will just disappear. Why? Because they have no roots in God. Because God did not do them. It is the enemy that is doing them or that did them. So which means that they will be destroyed if we can pray. I don't know if you're getting this message. So we should not feel at all with witchcraft oppressions. Now, anything that has no root in God, they will pass away. Yeah. Just as what the scripture says in First John chapter 2. Yeah. First John chapter 2 verse 17. Yeah, it says, and the word passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So which means anything that is not according to the will of God shall not abide forever. And we know that witchcraft is opposite of the will of God. Witchcraft is against the will of God. So it shall pass away. In fact, it's already passing away, because that scripture says, and the word passeth away. That passeth means the word is passing away. It's not that the word will pass away. It's already passing away. Everything that does not have root in God, they're already passing away. And we can speed that process through prayers. The process of everything that is against the will of God. The process of them going away, passing away, we can speed it up through prayers. That is, we can begin to end those things through prayers. Because according to the scriptures, they will pass away. Now, if some of those things are happening in your life that are not according to the will of God, you can begin to push them away through prayers, because they are not supposed to exist in the first place. They are not the Lord's doing. Yeah, I don't know if you get my point. Yeah. Witchcraft creations must be terminated by the spiritual authority of believers in Christ. I was asking the Lord that, is it possible that you would want an evil done by witchcraft to remain in the life of a believer? Is it possible that you will want an evil created by witchcraft to stay in the life of a believer, despite that the believer don't want that evil? Despite that the believer is praying so hard for that evil to disappear. Yeah, and you know, do you know the answer the Lord gave me? He said, he will never want that evil to remain, since it is not his doing. Yeah, I'm going to repeat myself again. You know, the Lord said he will never desire that an evil created by witchcraft in the life of his children remain there. Yeah, because it is not his doing. So they should not be there. So which means that if you look at your life and you have been praying for some years for some witchcraft creation, an evil created by witchcraft in your life to go, and then you feel like, well, he's not going, maybe the Lord wants him to stay. It's a lie. The Lord does not want it to stay. Yeah. So it's either you have not prayed to the point where it will go, Yeah. But there are some things you still need to get right in your own spiritual growth and maturity. So heaven have zero tolerance for witchcraft creations, for evils created by witchcraft. Heaven have zero tolerance for them. So don't at any point in time agree with what you know is a product of witchcraft or is a creation of witchcraft. I pray that the Lord will give you more understanding. Don't ever agree with what witchcraft is doing or has done. I repeat, don't ever agree. Fight and prevail. There are some things I will still mention on this topic. So let's move on. Another possibility of witchcraft. Another possibility of witchcraft is fake or false realities. Fake or false realities. Fake or false realities. And I'm going to explain it. Magic. Many of you would have heard of that word, magic and sorcery. They can produce false realities or fake realities. Now, what I mean by fake realities is the fact that something is appearing very real in your eyes, but is not actually real. Yeah, though it's appearing very real. Yeah, there was a time that the Lord was showing me something. He said, there are so many realities in this world that are fake, though they appear real. Yeah. So he said it's a trick. It's a kind of a magic trick. A kind of a trick. Now, this is what I'm trying to make you understand in a practical way. Let's take, for instance, you are holding a book in your hands. And your eyes can see that book. So your eyes tells you that book is real. And also, your hands can feel the touch of the book. So your hands tells you that this is a book. I'm actually holding a book because I can feel something hard in my hands. So this is a book. But what if sorry, my my network got disconnected. Yeah, I believe you're still with me, and you're still following the illustration I'm trying to use to explain what fake realities mean, or false realities, or what they mean. Now, I said, let's take for instance, you are holding a book in your hands, and your eyes can actually see the book, and you can see that this is the book I am holding in my hands. And not only that, your hands can feel that you are holding a book, because you can feel that you're holding something very hard, or something with a hard cover. So you can feel with your hands that you're actually holding a book. Now, what if there is actually nothing there? What if there is no book in your hands? Though you were seeing a book, what if is not there at all? Yeah, what if the book is not actually there? What if the book does not even exist? But yet you can see it and you can feel it, but yet it's not there. You can see it, you can touch it, you can feel it, but yet it's not there. Yeah, or it's something else. It's either it's not there, or it's something else that is even not a book. Yeah, so that is what the Lord told me. So he said, there are many things in this world like what I have just explained. People can see them. People can touch them. They can feel them. But they are not real. In fact, they are not there. Yeah. And in some other cases, they are not what we are saying. Yeah. So imagine if that book is actually not even a book. Maybe it's water. Just water. But yet, it looks like it's a book. Yeah, so it took me some time to agree with that, but eventually, I began to, you know, God began to show me practically that how it is true. Now, I remember there was a testimony of a woman. Yeah, I had this testimony on the platform of a ministry or a church. There was a testimony of a woman who had been visiting a certain family for a very long time. You know, they are all church members. I mean, that family she always visits. They are part of the church, or they are Christians. Yeah. So usually when she's maybe coming back from work, she will just branch the house of that family, and they will have some meal together. They would eat, drink. Yeah. She usually eats in that house. They serve him delicious food, and she will eat. Yeah, but there was one day, the ministry the sister belonged to, they organized 7 days fasting, 7 days dry fasting. That is 7 days without food. And the focus of that fasting was spiritual growth, spiritual awakening. Yeah, especially that all the spiritual gifts that God has placed in them begin to manifest. All the spiritual gifts of seeing the invisible. They prayed many other prayers during that program. But that sister really took those prayers about spiritual gifts awakening and spiritual senses activation, that all our spiritual senses will start working very perfectly, that you'll be able to see invisible things, that you'll be able to see things as they really are, not as they are appearing to be. After the 7 days fasting, this woman went to visit the same family, as usual. They said, "Oh, sister, you have come. Let us have some food." So they served the food, but to the sister's surprise, what she saw that was served to her was human blood and human flesh. That was what was served on the table for her to eat. Though it was rice and meat in the physical, but it was human flesh and human blood. That is the original reality. But the fake reality is the rice and meat. The original reality of that food is human flesh and blood. I don't know if you are getting my point now. So when the woman saw the food, she was shocked. She couldn't tell anyone about it. She said, "I'm fasting, so I can't eat." He said, no, you always eat whenever you come. He said, yes, I have to reach home before I break this fast, so I cannot eat. I'm fasting. He said, okay. That was the last time the woman would visit that family to eat. So, that means all this while she has been eating human flesh and blood, thinking it's food. Yeah. That is just one example among many things out there, even the things we buy in the market. Yeah, so there's a lot of fake realities out there. So the fact that you can feel something or you can taste something and see it and touch it doesn't mean it is real. Yeah, it doesn't mean it is real. Now, let me also share with you something else that is also in line with these fake realities. Recently, the Lord was telling me about a particular brother that is sick, and we have been praying for him to get healed. Yeah, and as I was praying for him, the Lord was saying that I've already healed him, but he's been deceived by the symptoms he's feeling in his body. That those symptoms are fake realities. So I was surprised. God said he has already healed him. So, but every time this brother feels the symptoms, this part of my body is paining me. Oh, that part is itching me. Oh, there's a tightness here. Oh, I'm feeling feverish. They are fake realities. Yeah, And because he kept seeing those symptoms as real, that is why those symptoms persist. Yeah. So, which means that many people have been healed and yet they are still taking drugs. God have healed them. Yeah, but because devil is manipulating their body system, making them feel certain things that is not there. They are feeling it, but it's not there. Yeah. So they are still going from one doctor to another, taking all kinds of drugs when they have already been healed. Yeah, I know some of you might find it hard to believe what I'm saying, but it is true. Now, I was reading a book of one pastor. His name is Watchman Nee. I don't know if you have come across any of his books. I used to like his books. Yeah. If you can get any of his books, you can read them. You will like his books. His name is Watchman Nee, as in N-E-N-E-E. That's the surname. I think he's a Japanese or Chinese. I don't know. Yeah, his name is, or maybe a Korean. I don't know. His name is Watchman Nee. So in one of his books I was reading, He was explaining how he was feeling serious pains, maybe in his head or in his stomach, I don't know. He was feeling very serious pains because he was sick. And he was asking God to heal him. And he was in pain for many hours until he got the revelation that he had already been healed. But that pain is not real. So when he got that revelation that he has already been healed because he had prayed for healing, and he had confessed the word of God over his life. So along the line, when the pain was so severe, God now opened his eyes. And God told him that you have been healed. And this pain is not real. Until you begin to see that, until you agree that this pain is not real, it will not go. And immediately he agreed that the pain is not real. All of a sudden, the pain disappeared. I don't know if I get my point. Yeah, so the enemy use fake realities to keep people bound to diseases and sicknesses. And they use it in so many ways. They even use it to separate marriages. I don't know why I'm giving so much examples on this point. Let me also say this on how they use fake realities to separate marriages. That is, to separate husband from their wives, or wives from their husband. Yeah. There's a way devil can begin to make other women look more beautiful in the eyes of the man who is married to his wife. Even though in reality, the wife is actually more beautiful than those women outside. Yeah. But there's a way witchcraft and darkness will make the women outside look more attractive and beautiful to the man than the wife house in the house. And in so doing, the man begins to hate the wife or dislike the wife. and begin to go after other women. And the same thing happens to women. They will make the man look unattractive. Yeah. So these are false realities. False realities. Or let's say there's a friendship between a young man and a young woman. Because the devil wants the two of them to commit fornication, to have premarital sex, he will just suddenly begin to make themselves look super attractive to each other. You know, we have an example in the Bible between one of the sons of David. I think Amnon or something. I don't want to say what is not their real names. Yeah, but some of you know the story. Yeah, some of you know the stories. One of the daughters of David, you know, David had many wives. No, not many, maybe five, maybe four or five. One of the daughters of David, though from another wife, and one of the sons of David from another wife, devil made that lady to be attracted to the son of David. I mean, devil made the daughter, one of the daughters of David, to look attractive to one of the sons of David. To the point that that guy pretended to be sick and demanded that the lady should come and attend to him. Okay, yeah. Amnon and Tamar, yeah. Yeah, so he demanded that the lady should come and attend to him. And eventually he raped her while the lady was attending to him. And I want you to pay attention to what happened after he raped her. The Bible says that the lady now looked very irritating to him. Maybe while he was sleeping with her or after. But it was during that process. The lady now looked more irritating to him. So which means that it was devil's plan. He just packaged the appearance of that lady to look super attractive. And that guy, Amnon, was not thinking about anything else but just to have sex with her. He was not able to think about any other thing but just to sleep with her. But eventually, he found her more disgusting. I mean, he found her very disgusting and irritating after he had committed the sin. So what does that mean? It means that the lady was not actually what he was saying. The lady was appearing as something different from what she is naturally, or devil was making him to feel something that is, to feel connection with something that is not real. But his eyes did not open until he had fallen into the sin. Praise the Lord. So that is what devil does. There's a way devil can paint things to you. Be careful. because it's a trap. There's a way it can paint things to you, and it will look so attractive. But by the time you get into it, you will now know that it's not actually what you saw. But you would have already fallen before you realize that. So that is how they use false realities. False realities. Yeah. In Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13. Hebrews 3 verse 13. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Deceitfulness of sin. Yeah, so there's a way sin can deceive you. Be careful. There's a way sin can deceive you. It would appear in a way, it will appear in a very pleasing way. It will appeal to your feelings. Sin will appear in a way that it will appeal to your feelings. It would appeal to your emotions. But be careful, it's a trap. It's a trap. Yeah. So sin can be deceitful. Very deceitful. I pray that you will not be deceived by sin in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let's move to another possibility. Another possibility is time control. Time control. That's another possibility in witchcraft. That is the ability to control time. So they can control time. And what do I mean by time control? That is, they can make events in time go in the direction they want it to go. They can make events that happens in time, or activities that happens in time. They can make it go in the direction they want it to go. Let's take today for instance. More than 90% of what happened today have been determined in the realm of the spirit by witchcraft personalities or by beings with witchcraft powers. More than 90% of whatever happened today or will still happen today have already been determined in the spiritual realms. So that's what I mean by time control. Yeah, the ability to make the activities in time go in a certain direction or in an evil direction. Yeah. So that is what time control means. It is not like maybe let's say we are in the night now. It's not like they can bring back time and suddenly make night become morning. That's not what time control means. It means that they are able to control what happens in time. Yeah, they are able to make certain things happen in time without the consent of the people in time, without the permission of the people in time, or the people living in that time. So which means that they can make you think things that you don't want to think, so that you can do things you weren't supposed to do. Yeah, that's what time control means. It means they're able to make everyone do what they want. Yeah, they're able to make activities, affairs, events happening on earth. They're able to make it go in a direction they want. And by they, I mean the people in witchcraft, the forces of witchcraft, the powers of witchcraft, the personalities in witchcraft or practicing witchcraft. So they are able to control what people think. Yeah, the network, the network keeps failing, but can you hear me now? Yeah, I was saying that witchcraft is able to control time by controlling the events in time, by making the events happening on earth go in a certain direction. The activities, the affairs of men happening on earth. So the fact that they can make it go in a certain direction means that they can control time. And I was saying that they are able to give you what to feel. Yeah, that is, they are able to give you what to feel, and you will feel exactly that. Let's say they want you to feel happy. They can make you feel happy. I'm talking about the people in witchcraft. If they want you to feel sad, they can make you feel sad. So they know what to do to you. They know where to touch in your body and mind and emotions. And then you feel sad when they want you to feel sad. You feel happy when they want you to feel happy. And then you think exactly the thoughts they want you to think in your mind. And eventually you carry out the actions, the exact actions they want you to do. So that is how they control time. It is not as if they can make night. They can make night hours return back to day time. It's not as if they can make, let's say for instance, we are in 10 p.m. now. Or it's not as if they can make 10 p.m. become 2 p.m. That's not how they control time. They control time by making the people in time and the activities in time go in the direction that they want. Yeah, and in so doing, they can plan for everyone on earth. They can plan a future, an evil future for everyone on earth. So now, how do you overcome this ability of witchcraft to control time, to determine what should happen in time? It's simple. It means that, number one, don't allow them control you. Yeah. A devil can make evil happen in time because he can control the people in that time. Devil can make evil happen in your environment because he can control the people in that environment. Yeah, so if he can't control the people, he can't make anything happen. Because everything that happened in this world happened through people. Can you think of anything that happened anyway that people is not behind? Is it the things that happen in the government? Is it the things that happen in schools, in banks? Human beings are behind everything. Yeah. So if they can control human beings, then they can make anything happen in any time. But if you refuse to be controlled by these forces of witchcraft, that is, you take your mind from them. They are not able to influence your mind. They are not able to influence your feelings. They are not able to influence your emotions. Then it means they can't determine what should happen in your time. Yeah. Yeah, that is, they're not able to make you sad or make you feel a certain way. That means you feel whatever you want to feel, not that the enemy is the one making you to feel what you are feeling. So when you take charge of your own life, then you begin to overpower these forces of witchcraft. And then another thing is, the second thing to overcome this ability of witchcraft to control time is by you taking authority over your environment, over every way that you interact with. So let's say you go to your place of work, you pray and take authority and say, "Oh Lord, everything that will happen in my place of work today, let them agree with your will for my life. Everything that's going to happen in my environment today, I command them to surrender to the will of God. Because it is written that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So therefore I command everything and everyone in my environment and in my community or in my place of work to surrender to the will of God, whether they want to or not." Yeah, and it will be so if you pray that prayer. Now, the reason why it will be so is that these principalities using witchcraft to control people's thoughts and feelings and emotions and actions, they are not taking the permission of the people they are controlling. So they are not telling people that, "Please, can I control you and make you angry?" Those demons are not taking the permission. They're not taking permission from the people they are controlling. So therefore, God don't have to take permission also. Yeah, from making people do exactly what he wants. Especially when it affects, Christians. So you as a Christian, you can take authority over your environment. You can take authority over the affairs and events in your environment. You can determine what should happen in your environment and what should not happen through prayers. Through prayers. You can arrest all the forces in your environment through prayers. All the forces controlling the time in your environment. You can arrest them and then decree that let the will of God prevail in this environment. That doesn't mean all of them will convert to become Christians. It doesn't mean everyone in the environment will convert and become Christians. It only means that consciously or unconsciously, all of them, they will just be doing things that will allow the will of God happen. Things that agrees with the will of God for that environment and for that land. So that is it on time control. Now let's move to another possibility in witchcraft. There's a scripture on time control. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18. That's the scripture to back up the ability of witchcraft to control time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18. This is Apostle Paul talking. He said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan in that heart. Paul said that he would have come to visit the brethren in Thessalonica. He said, but Satan in that him and his missionary team. So that means Satan can hinder anybody. Satan can hinder you if you have not prayed enough. If you have not prayed enough for the power of God to subdue the power that Satan has over time. There are certain things you will plan to do and it will not work out. So Apostle Paul and his missionary team, they plan to visit these people, but Satan was able to stop them. So that tells you that Satan can stop many good things from moving forward if you don't pray enough. Satan can stop many good things from happening in time if you have not prayed enough. He can stop ministry from moving forward. He can stop your career, your business from succeeding. If you have not prevailed in the place of prayer over him, because he has the power to make things go in a certain way in every day on earth. But we must conquer that power. We must hijack that power through prayers. My time is fast spent. There are two more things I need to talk about on the possibilities in witchcraft. Another one is initiation. Witchcraft have ability to initiate anything on earth. to initiate people, to initiate animals, to initiate even inanimate objects. Yeah, living things, non-living things, to initiate plants. Yeah, and what is initiation? Initiation is the ability of witchcraft to claim something, to claim ownership or possession over something or someone. Either to use that thing for their evil purposes or to carry out an evil purpose in that thing. Yeah, so it's a way of them claiming something. They claim that thing as theirs first. And after they have claimed that thing, then they can now either use that thing. They can either use that thing as an agent to work for them, or that person as an agent to work for them, or they can carry out their mission in the life of that thing or in the life of that person. Yeah. So for instance, there was an agent of Satan. I was talking to some time ago. She was trying to come out of Satanism, but she was not allowing me to really help her. So I think she eventually returned back to Satan, to continue to work for Satan. Yeah, she was not following my instructions that I able to bring her out of that. Cult or Satan worship. Yeah. But that's a long story. Now, this is the part I want to talk about. So she mentioned how they cause accidents to happen on the roads. Yeah. So if they want an accident to happen on maybe on the highway or on the road, so he said they will first initiate that road. Yeah, they will initiate the road where vehicles, on which vehicles are passing. So if they're able to claim that road and initiate that road, then he's able to they're able to make whatever vehicle passes on the road to have an accident. Yeah, so they can initiate inanimate things. They can initiate people. So there are some Christians that have initiated through gifts they collected from some people. So they can give you gifts to initiate you. The people in witchcraft, they can give you food. And once you eat that food, you'll be initiated. They can give you clothing materials. And once you wear it on your body, you have been cleaned. And whatsoever they want to happen to you will happen. So that is why we must be very careful and very sensitive. Yeah. And then the last possibility in witchcraft, which is not actually the last, there's a lot that happens in witchcraft. But I can't be saying everything. There are some that God has to show you in some. Yeah. So the last one is counterfeit miracles. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. Counterfeit miracles. Matthew 24, verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Counterfeit signs, counterfeit miracles. There's no time I would have explained some things to you about how the witchcraft reigns or satanic kingdom, how they have very limited power to actually do miracles. They have very limited power to do signs and wonders. Yeah, they don't have the power to do miracles the way God has it. And sometimes they steal from God. They steal power from God to work miracles. But I cannot be explaining that to you because there's no time. Yeah, so the one I want to really explain is that you need to note that every miracle that comes from God is complete, or is to give complete deliverance, complete breakthroughs, complete salvation, complete healing. Yeah, so if God is going to heal you, He will not stop until you are healed completely. If He's going to save you, He will not stop until you are saved completely. But these people, these witchcraft people that do fake miracles, they don't actually heal people completely. They are not able to do that because they are not using the power of God. Only the power of God can offer complete package of God's deliverance and healings and breakthroughs. Yeah. So some of them, they might be able to remove a sickness or disease from anyone's body, but that person is still possessed. That person is still in darkness. So they cannot deliver from darkness. Of course, how can darkness deliver people from darkness? It's not possible. So eventually, it's either the sickness they claim they remove from a person, is either the sickness come back, or another sickness show up, or another problem shows up. So the people attending false churches, false ministries, the people consulting false prophets, they are just foolish. Yeah, because many of them, they are never rescued. Yeah, they never get help. Yeah, because deep down in them, they are still suffering. Many of them. Yeah. Though the so-called man of God is able to do some some superficial magic and make some things leave their bodies or do some tricks. But still, those people are still bound. And many of them, they know they are still bound because they are not happy. Many of them, they are still struggling. They are in sorrow, in all kinds of sorrows and pains and fear and anxieties and worries and problems. Yeah, so the witch doctor or the false prophet claims to remove a problem. And there are still many problems coming up from the lives of those people. In fact, sometimes the situation of those people gets worse than when they entered when they enter the church of the false prophet. Their situations get worse than before they encounter the false prophet. Yeah, so these are the signs to check in those ministries that do counterfeit miracles. They don't offer complete salvation. So people are never free. Though they give the people impression that they are free, but they are never free because they have been blindfolded. So they think they are free, but they are never free. They just need to know the truth, and they will now see how their cases got worse, how it never got better. And many of them, they already know in their hearts, but they just can't leave those churches. They already know in their hearts that nothing good is coming from here. They know. They just don't know how to leave the church because they have been brainwashed. Yeah. They know that they are not free. Yeah. Though a physical problem might be taken away from them, but inside their souls, they are not free. In fact, even physically, many other problems are still there that the false prophet could not remove from their lives. So there is no salvation in those places where they do counterfeit miracles. Yeah, so be careful. They don't have salvation. Salvation only comes through the truth. Through the truth. Through following the truth. Believing the truth. Obeying the truth. And praying according to the truth. That is where you can find complete salvation and deliverance and healing. Amen. Yeah, so we are going to stop here. There's a question. A question says, do they initiate the entire road or a part of it? According to that sister or that woman, they only initiate the part they want the accident to happen. Yeah, I believe your question is answered. Yeah, they only claim the part they want to carry out the evil mission. Yeah, let us pray. If you have other questions, you can ask on our Telegram platform. Let us pray. Father, we are grateful for knowing you, the source of life, the source of eternal life, the source of light, the source of freedom and victory. You are the source of salvation. We thank you for knowing you. Yeah, we are not in darkness because we know you, because you are our Lord. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that you empower everyone here, everyone who have heard this teaching. I ask that you empower everyone to conquer all witchcraft activities going on in their lives, all witchcraft activities going on in the environment, going on against them. Oh Lord, empower everyone here to subdue and to overcome those activities in Jesus' name. I pray for you that everything witchcraft has done in your life and it has tarried in your life for so many years, I decree by the authority of the Most High God, that thing shall disappear in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that every false reality, fake reality, witchcraft is showing you, and you are falling for the trick, you are falling to the trap. I pray that your eyes will be opened. And you begin to see things around you as they really are. In the name of Jesus. I pray that every false symptoms, false signs and symptoms in your body is making you feel and agree that you are sick when you are not sick. May the Lord terminate those false symptoms. May the Lord open your eyes to see how they are formed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. I have prayed. Amen.